Ruined tits for breakfast. Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's talk
about text.
Let's talk about text.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, good morning, Tex. Unfortunate result the other night.
It was, yeah. We had our opportunities, but obviously didn't take them.
It was one of those nights where we've talked about this a bit, but you hit the post a couple of times in the first quarter, a couple of times in the last quarter. You did have those opportunities, a game that you still could have won.
Yeah, we felt like we could have won. Credit to Melbourne for their third quarter. They kicked
seven
goals to our one, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So there's pretty much the ball game when you let the opposition get a run on that march. It's very hard to come back. But I thought our first half was outstanding. Our contest work, pressure was good, and then fell asleep in the third, and it was just too hard to come back. We had our opportunities, but wasn't to be.
How frustrating was it in the first quarter? You look like you're dominating the first sort of 15-20 minutes of it, but couldn't quite put it on the scoreboard. Did it feel frustrating out in the ground?
Yeah, and then they got I reckon they got two real late goals. So you come in at quarter time thinking you probably should be probably five or six up, and we're only about a goal and a half up. So disappointing, frustrating, but yeah. They're a good side, Melbourne.
Against Geelong, you got smashed in the clearances and smashed again the other night. Have you got some sort of go-to position when the opposition ruckman's getting on top or the opposition midfield's getting on top so that they can't just run away? And I think it was 16-2 at one stage in the third quarter, the clearances.
Yeah, it definitely makes it hard when you lose clearances. You lose field position, then you got to try and transition the ball a little bit further down the field than if you win the clearances. So it's definitely something that we look at and we're trying to change a little bit. It just obviously starts with Big Saucy, and if he gives us good look, then we can get in our forward line and put some real heat
on
the opposition.
Is Max Gorn the best ruckman in the competition at the moment, or is he up there with there's a couple of good ones?
Him and Grundy,
yep.
Probably the two. I really like what Grundy does. He's
better on the ground.
Yeah, and he kicks goals and moves around the ground. But Max Gorn's ruck work is outstanding.
Puts it on the platter for a lot of their midfielders, doesn't he?
You'd like to be under him.
Now, this weekend, Tex, looks like you're getting a few back.
Looks like we will, yeah. So we potentially Douglas. Smith's had 2 weeks in the sample now. Tommy Doudet, Dave McKay. So hopefully we get a few of those boys back.
And what about Seedsman? How bad's he?
Yeah, he'll miss this week. And then obviously see how he progresses over next week and the week after.
Is there still the fight? We heard Josh Franco say yesterday that's still mathematically a chance. How's the feeling down at the rooms? It must have been deflating just losing that one on the weekend.
Oh, especially when we potentially should have won it. But yeah, we aim to win every single game this year. So we've got 4 games left, and if we win every single game, or when we win every single game, it gives us a chance to play finals. So we're still...
So it can be done.
It can be done.
But do you believe it?
Oh, bloody oath I do.
Yeah?
I'm not going to play Saturday if I didn't believe it.
That's good. Just want to see. I'm just checking.
Well, do you don't?
No, I do. I thought you could win the flag.
Looking at the ladder, we talked about this yesterday, Roo. What is it? One win separates, what is it?
Third to ninth or something like that.
That's incredibly tight, isn't it? So you've got to be in the mix. You've got to have a go.
Got to have a go.
All right. In a moment, Tex, I've got a question I'm going to hit you right between the eyes with.
Gee.
I think you've been up to no good. I want to find out. Yeah. You've been up to no good and I want to find out. Get to the bottom of this.
Ruin tits for breakfast.
Tex!
On 104.7 Triple M.
That is just brilliant vintage Walker.
Because that's where the Rangers gonna be.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home.
Now, smart Alec.
What?
Childish idiot. What? So, when is this going to stop? This little game. Now, you know, all right, we played a bit of a prank on you earlier this year, but you started all this.
Yeah.
You're the one that started. You're always doing something. Now, you know, for those listening, every time Tex comes in on a Tuesday, he brings a coffee up from Canetto downstairs from Freddie. Now, so is Freddie in on this or not with you?
You haven't said one word starting with T either for every time I bring in a coffee. No thanks.
I beg your pardon. We say thanks all the time.
You do. I'm just staring at you.
Did you put Laxette in my coffee?
Oh, no. Have you followed through it?
Did you put... You're an idiot. You think it's funny, don't you? Well, about 2 weeks ago...
What?
You put Laxette in my coffee, you dickhead.
Why?
Didn't you?
What do you mean 2 weeks ago?
Well, I reckon it's happened a couple of times, to be honest. I knew it tasted different, you idiot.
Why? What's happened?
What did you think? Well, it just had sugar in it.
It was very sweet. I thought, I don't have sugar.
Kate said you're not sweet enough and you've been having some problems with your bowels.
She needed a bit of help. So now Kate's in on it as well.
Nah, Kate's not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, did you? Did it work?
Bloody worked all right.
Oh, no.
On the Gold Coast, I'm trying to enjoy my holiday and I spent it from the bathroom looking out the window. You're an idiot.
Well, don't play games.
Oh, now, so anyway. This will continue.
Yeah.
Oh, bad luck, Dits. Hey, Tex, we've got to, at 8 o'clock in 30 minutes, 35 minutes time, we're going to announce our winner for the $40,000 kick for cash this Saturday at the showdown. Yeah. One lucky listener's going to have a kick from 40 metres out if they want for $40,000 or 30 from 30. What piece of advice have you got? Because you kicked a big goal on the weekend.
20 metres out.
Yeah, but it was on a tight little angle.
Is it in front for 40K?
It's in front.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the weather going
to
be?
Well, that's what they have to consider. Let's just think about what you have to do with your technique when you're kicking for goal and the crowd and all this sort of stuff. What do you have to take into consideration?
If you're a lady and you're going to have a kick,
mm-hmm.
if you've got a boyfriend, tell him to go and stand right behind the goal
mm-hmm.
and just make out you're just kicking it to him.
So just kick straight at the target.
Just kick it to your partner.
Forget about the goalpost.
Don't worry about the 40 grand.
Yeah.
Kick it to your
partner.
About
the noise?
Put it out of your mouth.
Block it out.
Tex, that's an interesting thing you've just said, being serious for a moment. You know, because we always talk about goal kicking. Find someone behind the goal and kick to them. Because, you know, most of you footballers at your level, if we said pass it to your mate 30 metres away, 9.99 times out of 10, you'll hit them on the chest.
Mm.
So therefore, if you looked at someone behind the goals and said, well, I'm going to kick to that person right there, same theory should apply, shouldn't it?
Correct.
So do you always use that or not?
Always pick something out, whether it be a person or some form of signage.
Yep.
And try and kick it at that.
It's amazing how there are some real, real good field kickers in the game, but then in front of goal, they're not so good, which obviously brings in all that psychological stuff and a bit of nerves and whatever.
It's such a different kick, I reckon.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Must be. Yeah.
So technically, I reckon goal kicking is such a different kick to field kicking.
Mm.
But it's pressure.
And then for someone who's not a professional to think, oh, there's 40 grand on the end of this, God, you'd be shaking in your boots, wouldn't you?
50,000 people watching, we're calling it live. Mm. So there'll be a lot of pressure on that. So that's a good piece of advice, Tex. I've got to take the winner out for a little training session next couple of days. I'll be the girlfriend or the boyfriend for you. All right. Hey, all right. Just a couple of questions before you go. Mm. Wayne Miller. He's improving, isn't he?
He's looking good. You know who he reminds me of?
Andrew McLeod.
Little Bungie.
He was good, very good last weekend. Yeah. Very, very good.
Will he be able to play in the midfield in a year or two? Inside, you know, sort of 50-50 mid in the middle?
Yeah, I reckon he could.
I think he can too.
Yeah.
The other question I had for you, Jack Higgins' goal from Richmond v Collingwood, when he went behind the post, he sort of threw the ball up in his left hand and kicked it with his right foot. Is it technically a throw, or do you let it go for just being very smart, thinking on the run?
I'd let it go.
Mm.
Goal.
Mm. But is it technically a throw?
How's it a throw?
Well, he threw the ball up with his left hand.
But then kicked it.
Yeah, I know, but he sort of threw the ball up.
Yeah, but when you throw it up, you could argue that when every time you kick the ball, though, you've thrown it, but you just throw it downwards.
Or drop it.
Well, drop or throw.
It's left your hands, but it's different.
If you handball, if you throw it up and then handball,
that's a throw.
Yeah.
So you'd think it'd be pretty similar. Anyway, I thought it was very, very, very clever.
That was smart.
I'm happy to let it go for being smart.
I didn't think it was anywhere near a throw, but that's just
There's been some good goals.
He did go, yeah. Anyway.
What about Jack Stevens' goal the other week?
Kicked it out of thin air.
Freakish, yeah.
David Myers kicked one from the boundary and...
Now, before you leave us, the survey and the paper today, do you, when you're watching the footy, do you have a favourite commentator? See, Bruce McAvaney, in my eye, still the best, and I see where the survey's got him as the best footy caller in Australia.
Yeah.
Got him ahead of Anthony Hudson. I think Anthony Hudson's very, very good.
I think he's improved a lot. Yeah. Eh?
You got someone that you like?
I love listening to the Duck.
Do you?
Yeah.
For his comments?
Love it.
Yeah.
He's just very, very insightful and just understands the game back to front.
Oh, good.
The Ducko. He'll love hearing that.
All right, now, have you got something to leave us with?
Well, this is for you.
Okay.
Have you what heard a Max Edders, is it?
Have you heard about the new restaurant called Karma?
No.
There's no menu. You get what you deserve.
Oh,
you need
wow.
to go there.
Oh, gee.
Good luck this week. You know
you
what
don't
I mean
it.
No, of course not.
What do we got on it?
Karma
beer?
You can take us out to dinner or we'll take you out to dinner.
All right, then.
All right.
All right, Tex.
I'll check your food too before
bill
you eat
huge.
It.
Huge.
Good luck, Tex.
You heard about those Russians in the UK.
Yeah,
I'll
a bit
check
of poison,
your food, mate.
Bit of Tommy Tai Chi.
You haven't missed Ruined Dits, so don't miss SA's newest supercar event at the Bend Motorsport Park. Tickets at thebend.com.au.